we didn't go to town very much. It was a big deal for my family. I think that once a week, you know, it was this huge deal to go do laundry, and a big deal and an ordeal, I think, too, for everybody. And so now, you know, everybody travels much more freely, and we go to town several days a week, and it's not a big deal, and we're more integrated. But in those days, town was this sort of foreign country, and I think a lot of people wanted it to be that way too. Like, they wanted to be way out there and separate themselves and maybe even alienate themselves from what they saw as mainstream culture. So when I went to high school, it was a very big transition. But it was fun. Yeah, it was great. It was really hard for a lot of my peers. I mean, my graduating class from eighth grade was 15 kids. And of those 15, very, very few made it through high school. I would say only maybe two or three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My friend Kai, who was kind of my one good buddy growing up here, and I, and one or two others maybe. It was a rough crowd, you know, out here, and it was a really hard transition. I remember the Ridge kids kind of all sticking together at this lunch table in high school, and I saw that, and I realized that, you know, they were having a hard time. I could tell the way they had to sort of band together. But I got involved in sports, and that really helped me integrate into the, you know, whole high school world, and it worked out okay.
What'd you play?
I ran track and cross country. Yeah. I started out, I had no experience doing sports, but some people I knew from the Ridge were going to go try out for wrestling. I just went because they were going. And at this tryout thing, we had to do all this stuff, like climb these ropes and do all these impossible things. It was terrifying to me. And the wrestling coach came up to me. He said, "Why don't you go run cross country and come back next year?" And I never went back to wrestling.
What did the Ridge mean to you? Were there places that you really enjoyed, or places that you hung out besides your homestead?
Yeah, there were lots of places that we enjoyed. I think I probably didn't go to the river very much. I don't think very many people did, actually. It wasn't really a thing in the same way it is now. There were a lot of miners on the river, and the miners weren't super welcoming. Sometimes we would go to river spots to go fishing. And I remember seeing miners, you know, with guns, and they were proud to show us that they had the guns. Now that's all changed. You know, a lot of there are some spots where they're still doing that, but they're more hidden, you know, up on the North Fork and the Middle Fork.
Do you recall the reputation of the Ridge Kids?
Yeah. I really struggled with that in high school. Mm-hmm. As I think everyone did. You know, my view is that it's kind of self-imposed and also externally imposed. There were these kind of tough kids from the Ridge who were all sort of banding together, and they were sort of a clique, but they were also being made into a clique too. So I think it's complicated. It bothered me. It still does bother me. Where New School Road or Oak Tree Road was somehow other even then, you know, and I don't like that people view town as an other place, or that people in town give the Ridge a bad image or whatever. I've been trying to resist those kinds of forces.